Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody say. My name is MJ Omotenda, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? Me, I'm doing good. Cannot complain. I mean, just a day ago, I dropped an album review and guess who's back? Christmas season extends, I guess. Do join us on Motomoto Music. That's the website where you can check out more African album reviews as well as the Motomoto podcast. And there's a PayPal icon on the top right hand corner. Please donate, because that's how we keep going on this podcast.
The latest African album review is
Ray Vani has been dropping hits for around 5 years now. He rose to prominence around 2016, and you'll find him on international features that most artists can only dream of nowadays. He's a household name in Tanzania or the TZ music scene, but he has never really dropped an album until now, of course. Sound from Africa is Ray Vani's debut album, following his 2020 EP titled Flowers. Interestingly, he dropped Flowers last year around the same time as he's doing with this new album, and here's my review for Sound from Africa. Sound from Africa was released under WCB Wasafi. I just wanted to say that. It has 23 tracks, 20 features. The guitar on there is by Abby Solo, multiple producer placements including Kelpie Vibes, Liza Classic, Trone Don, Moko Genius, Zest, Gash, and Driz. Mastering is done by Liza Classic, who else, and Moko Genius and Stukeezy. The album cover sees Ray Vani wearing a bright yellow outfit sitting on a carved stool in what looks like a rural setting, probably in TZ, with the thatched hut and three gorgeous ladies standing behind him that look like they're ready to wait on him hand and foot. He also has a finely carved walker that you'll find different African versions of depending on which part of the continent you are. It shows having lived and considered a wise being. So this could be a message that the timing of this album is because of the hard work and lessons that have already happened. So Ray Vani is now older and wiser in the music industry, so this is the perfect timing.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Sound from Africa opens up with a well-sung Sound from Africa, which is the title track, and it's dedicated to the motherland. And Ray Vani sings how proud he is to be African, referencing the natural beauty such as the forest, the rivers, the mountains, and so much more that you find across the continent. The acoustic chords carry this one from start to finish, with Ja Praise coming through around the 2 minute mark with his unique deep vocal texture that's almost raspy in some instances, and it's such a chilled entry into a much anticipated album. The performance by the two artists was quite top notch. When I think of the guitar, then you have to put Mama featuring Saida Karoli in there. She sang her heart out, the legend came through. But I think Ray Vani also showed a level of class that really proves the artistry he possesses. I mean, I was not in doubt of that, but this is one song where you're like, wow, the man did something, you know? I think the song could well be an acquired taste in many ways, but it's an absolute beauty. Rotate featuring Joeboy definitely gets a shout in there for the guitar as well. It's easily one of the top tunes on this album, and that is no surprise. It's fantastic to see TZ and Nigeria coming together like this as two music powerhouses in Africa. Joeboy came through on the verse and the chorus as we've come to expect of him. Even on features when it's not his song, this guy gives his best. Interestingly, Joeboy is also releasing his debut album this week, and I think that's on February 4th, I believe so. I'll be on the lookout for that, and most likely I'm going to review it as well. Some songs you probably know from Ray Vania included on this album, including the monster hit Tetema, which follows the opening track, so it's track two. And it features his mentor, boss, and label mate, Diamond Platnumz. I remember that colorful video, guys. And the millions of views. Check it out on YouTube. Gims gave one of his most intriguing verses with no less than 4 flow switch-ups that left me nodding my head in appreciation on the song Señorita. It's always nice when these world-renowned artists really give the best version of themselves on features from Africa. So I really like seeing that, and nice work by Gims as well as Ray Vanny. The dance hits on here will definitely have you reaching for your towel to wipe off the sweat. Kelebe featuring Enos B is definitely it, with that Afro Congo and that almost like Ndombolo style fusion, which obviously sorts in some bongo flavor too. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I think this one is definitely one of the biggest hits off this album. Chuchuma remix is also on there as a more mid-tempo offering, but still dope. I'm not saying this because in there they sing about Moto Moto a lot. I'd love to make this my theme song, but it's a hot song, honestly. And Twerk featuring Vanessa Mdee gets a nod in there as well as one of those faster tempo hits, as well as the previously released Waza featuring Diamond Platnumz. I was very interested to see how Nasty C would fit on a song by Ray Vanny. Then I realized Nasty C is too versatile, man. This dude has had a hit with like Runtown on Said, which is more Afro beats than hip hop, and then that tune with DJ Maphorisa and I think Major Lazer. So maybe I was just hoping for a Nasty C verse more than anything, but he went full on hip hop on a bongo flavor type track, and it sounded damn good. This guy's got a vibe.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Now, getting into the more technical details, there is plenty to dissect here, so I'm not going to try to take too long. I'll just touch on a few points. First, let's look at the features. I'll say having 20 features is a lot, but at the same time, did you see who he has on there? Bruh, Ray Vaniga. Of the 20, maybe 13 or 14 or 15 are big names in African music, including DR Congo's Enos B, Zimbabwe's Ja Praiser, Nigeria's Kiss Daniels, Ladani Bile, Joe Boy, TZ's Diamond Platnumz, Jukes, and Vanessa Mdee, as well as the legendary pop musician Saida Karoli, who I mentioned earlier, Mozambique's Messias Marikoa, South Africa's Nasty C, Andrew Lean, and you know, this might not even be all of them anyway. Hell, he's even got French music superstar Gims in there, who's nationality wise is Congolese, by the way, and he was born in Congo, but that's a story for another day. Albanian-American singer Anissa and Dutch rapper Frenna. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a star-studded cast, and that's to say the very least. There are plenty of genres on Sound from Africa, with more prominence to the expected bongo flavor. Some other inclusions are baila reggaeton, Afropop, Afrobeats, dancehall, hip-hop R&B, maybe with a little trap in there. Not sure if the song Waza was an attempt at Amapiano, but it's definitely a dance record, so hard to classify that one. Themes here are varied, and there's a lot on love and relationships to go with the month of love, which is February, so the timing of this album is perfecto. The mixing and mastering were fairly good, and for an artist of Ray Vanny's repertoire, I can appreciate the levels reached. I'm pretty sure there's another notch they could go with this one, but I've kind of found that TZ has a different way when it comes to mixing and mastering, which is not quite the same as maybe Nigeria. So I don't know if I just need to listen to more music from there and kind of, you know, appreciate their take on it, because yeah, it's quite different. And I really wanted to say that financially, being under WCB Wasafi has worked wonders for Ray Vanny. I don't think I've seen a label in Africa as committed to all of its top acts as much as WCB Wasafi. At no point do you feel that they divide their time unequally between their roster stars. They seem to just work a whole lot because, like Ray Vanny, he secured too many collabs with some of the biggest acts ever. And I mean, him and Diamond Platnumz have plenty of songs together as well. It just shows that there's something that's working out there. And the label is doing as much as it can for its artist. And you know what? It's showing massive gains for Ray Vanny, who seems to be getting bigger and bigger by the day. This is without even mentioning how much raw, natural talent he possesses.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Ray Vanny has one of those voices where he can do a whole lot with it. And this is where you appreciate his full talent on display on Sound From Africa. He has a singing voice which he doesn't use in only one way. He can go a bit slow like he did on Marry Me or La La featuring Jukes, but he prefers to hang around mid to upper mid-tempo jams, which allows him to tempo with different Afro-urban genres. And that's his best zone, in my opinion. He really kills it there. Some songs that tickled my fancy off of this project are Kelebe featuring Enos B again. Huge, huge track, and even the streaming numbers seem to show that. Señorita featuring Gims. Chuchuma remix featuring Frenna. Rotate featuring Joboy. I like that one. Mama featuring Saida Karoli. This one is just a personal favorite. The singing was just top notch. Bailando featuring Messias Marikoa. Zuena featuring Mbosso and Weezer from Uganda. Ah, Zuena, guys, that track. Ooh, listen to it. Marry Me, Ju featuring Young Lunya. And this one is the hip hop sort of track on here. And Ray Vanny is no stranger to that. So nice work. And Waza featuring Diamond Platnumz, which, like I said, was released a couple of months back. Tell you what, Bongo Flava and Afrobeats lovers, this is definitely, and I mean definitely, an album worth checking out. There's plenty to love about it. So many high points, including just the musicality of it all. It's very hard to skip songs on this album. I mean, there's 23 tracks, but I think maybe a good 20 of them, I could like listen to them like start to finish, no problem. So there's a lot of potential for singles and just favorites throughout. Do check out Sound From Africa by Ray Vanny from Tanzania. And that is on all streaming platforms. It's everywhere. A Boom Play, Spotify, Audio Mac, whatever. Just go listen and support a fellow African brother who's doing great things on the music scene. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day and day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.